Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, all that stuff. And of course, wherever you get your podcast, you can get your podcast there too. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. A little Sal Palantonio today on the Goodyear Hotline. That's coming a little bit later on. We want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. You know what else is back, Bart Scott?
Football!
Foosball. We had it last night, and what a way to start off the season. A game that a lot of people thought would be a blowout, a one-sided affair, actually turned into a really entertaining game. And as always, the evil empire, Darth Vader, give him 90 seconds, he'll give you nothing but pain. And that's exactly what he did as Tom Brady gets the win in his 300th start.
Yeah,
he's now the second quarterback at the age of 44 to win, or to play, never mind, win, to play, to start an NFL game. And 1-0, but there's a lot to take out of this game. And before we really get into the rest of week one, and we'll break it down, we'll do lunch money a little bit later on as well, and some news around the league that is just popping up all over the place, especially a lot of news out of the AFC North. Just last night, impressions, and if you had one takeaway, one thing that you walked away from going like, wow, what would it be?
Well, for me, it would be that Dak has taken the next step, right? Before, we talked about how low his floor was, but we never knew what his ceiling was. Now, I don't know if his ceiling is Russell Wilson, but I think he definitely elevated himself from just like a game manager, a good quarterback, to potentially a franchise quarterback, a multiple Pro Bowl quarterback, maybe a borderline if he plays long enough, his numbers will add up to maybe be in the conversation for Hall of Fame. You know, I think he elevated himself to really yesterday a top 10 quarterback in his league. Because I don't know if we would have said that going into the season. Remember, what the discussion was about Dak Prescott was that he was an elite, right? That he needed a running game.
Was it?
That he needed. Yeah, of course. That's why they didn't want to give him the money. That's why they were hesitant, right? It was no questions when they said, hey, Lamar Jackson's up. Mahomes is up. Mm-hmm. Whatever he wants.
Yep.
Right? Josh Allen's up. Whatever he wants. Dak Prescott, let's talk about this. I don't know if we want to reset the market. $40 million is a whole lot. Seems like the Buffalo Bills had no problem giving Josh Allen $40-plus million. But, you know, Dak Prescott had to sit out. He had to wait for that money. And after he got the injury, we were unsure if they were going to really, buy into him long term. Now, listen, I know right now on Plus, we're sitting up here, we're showing all these gaudy numbers, week one, week four.
Well, I was going to point that out.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's not a
403 yards passing in week one, and by the way, 58 pass attempts. But he's had did we forget before the injury just how elite he was looking?
Yeah, but remember.
He had a 500-yard game.
Yeah, but
he had several 400-plus yard games. He was doing it before he got hurt.
All that is great.
I don't get – like, let me just say this, and I'll let you continue because I need to say this. I feel like we're talking about the wrong quarterback after this game. I absolutely feel like we're talking about the wrong quarterback because I watched Dak Prescott, and I went, the only thing I marveled at was, all right, he's healthy, and he looks pretty confident. He was in the pocket. There was a lot of mess happening around him.
Yes.
And he did not look like he was worried about planting his foot. He wasn't worried about anything. Mm. He looked comfortable, confident, in control. And I thought, all right, he's right back to that guy I remember watching early last season with that offense that was humming. Alan. That's what I came away with, that he's back.
Alan, what did Rick James say?
He said a lot of things.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug, right? So listen, we don't know what the hell Dak Prescott feels like today. He was all jacked up on Mountain Dew. He was in that line. I guarantee you he was in the turtle line. Took that shot right in the anus, right? He took it right there. We don't know what he's going to feel like today, right? It's okay to
be true. Hey, phrasing!
But this isn't the recipe for success.
Jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Thank you. What did we say? What did we say about Ben Roethlisberger? Right? Didn't Ben throw 50 passes a game? Didn't he throw it? What happened? The body
came
wore
off.
Down.
Well, he came off Tommy John throwing that though. He wasn't. He should have been on a pitch count, as they say.
Well, to talk about baseball, Dak Prescott has a baseball injury, right? Didn't they ask the Rangers? Didn't they ask the Yankees?
Oh, the shoulder thing.
The lat thing, right? Yeah. It's something that can linger. Like, this isn't a recipe for success. Yeah, listen, he threw for 500 yards. You know who else always used to routinely throw for 500 yards? That would be Jameis Winston. That would be Matthew Stafford. Like, yesterday was a good game. It was entertaining. It was great to see. But they can't sustain that. This is a winning.
That we agree on.
This isn't a winning recipe.
Okay, so the bigger story then coming out of the game from the Cowboys' perspective was not, wow, they've got a top five quarterback in Dak Prescott. It was, okay, did Zeke Elliott play? Because I don't remember.
Right.
Other than the first series, I don't remember. Did he look like a guy that was willing? You're the one who said it, too. You set this up when they reworked his deal and he showed up in the best shape of his life. You always said that's the worst thing. When a guy shows up in the best shape of his life, clearly something's going on.
Yeah, because that
– Did he look like a guy that was willing to – like, was he an aggressive runner?
Well, to me, he
looked very hesitant.
No.
And then he never got the ball after that.
The thing is, Zeke is a guy that has to get in the rhythm. You can't judge a running back off of one or two carries. He has to get in the rhythm. He has to set up moves. You got to set up plays. You got to have the plays that look like it's the same play, but it bounces to the outside or it cuts back. They didn't give him that opportunity. They put the ball. Remember I told you, right? When Martin went out, I said that this game now shifts from a Zeke Elliott game to a Dak Prescott game. Right, and that was the only way.
You think it
was a game plan?
The lack of the lack of Zeke had to do with Zach.
Yeah, exactly. So
or the lack of Zach,
because if you look at it for a lot of the game, you know, Ezekiel Elliott was a lineman. He was picking up blitzes up the middle. He was buying time for Dak Prescott because they knew that at some point the offensive line interior wise would break down, and Zeke Elliott had some tremendous pass block. Those are things that's not going to show up on a stat sheet. But you saw those A-gap blitzes when he turned Levante David around, when he turned White around, coming off the stop. And listen, one thing that you can say about Zeke, he's a tremendous blitz pickup running back. He's a guy that's willing to stand up and take whatever he has to take. He's not going to cut because he understands his quarterback's behind him. If he cuts somebody, they run into his knee. The bigger issue to me is Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy. Because what happens is, right, Mike McCarthy is a guy that when he was in the NFC North, he would never run the ball. He never committed to the ball. Now, I understand that he had Aaron Rodgers, but you have to understand, you need balance in this league, right? Because when you come one-dimensional, Dak put the ball up 58 times. That's great. Yesterday, he really didn't throw a lot of interceptions, right? Wasn't a lot of turnovers. The turnovers were on the other side of the ball. But what happens is when you put the ball up that many times, in some games, those are going to be interceptions, right? You know, you look at the one that I believe it was David that he went and knocked it down, but the safety was right behind him. That would have hit him in the stomach.
Yeah.
That probably would have been a pick six for 100 yards, right? So the same thing make you laugh, make you cry. So when you break down this film, they're going to say, listen, we were vulnerable. Yeah, we competed with the champs and it was an entertaining game. But, man, what if the champs don't turn the ball over four times?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things to pick from this. Again, like I said, it was really more watching what they looked like.
It was great for us as the fans.
It was very entertaining, and that's, I think,
the
most important part.
But
you mentioned it, and it's not sustainable. I mean, Dak Prescott, this is a great stat here from Devin. Dak Prescott, 4-10 in his career when he throws at least 40 passes without having the running game hurt. Like, think about it. Not having the running game is not always a good thing for him.
Just ask Matthew Stafford.
He lost again, but it was a good performance by him, but they don't win when he has to throw that much. I thought the performance again by Dak, I didn't understand today the first takes, the first reactions were gushing about him. And for him, again, it was the comeback, it was the return to the field to see him get back to that level that he was right before the injury. And it's also, you know, I hate to say this, we hate this stuff, and I'm sure you hate it too as an athlete, moral victories. What did I say? If the Cowboys lose, but they lose competitively, you'd feel good about the Cowboys, right? For Dak Prescott, it's the start, and it's definitely something to build off of.
We fought hard. We fought all the way to there in the end. That's a good football team that we're playing. They got us by a field goal right there. We've got to be better situationally in the red zone. Defense did a great job giving us chances when we didn't convert touchdowns or field goals and getting us the ball right back. They did an incredible job, and we'll get better because of this one. Obviously, it was tough. Tough anytime you don't win. As I said, it's the expectations for this team, for myself, and yeah.
A couple of things, like you said, a lot of people were expecting this to be a blowout. It didn't happen. We had a great ending. And I'll tell you what, if they had a better kicking game earlier in the game, they might have won this thing. Now, 93, remember we told you it was an 8.5-point spread in favor of the Bucks. 93% of the money was for the Bucks to cover. 93% believed this was going to be a blowout, or at least something close to it, and that did not happen. It didn't come to fruition.
But you saw things, Alan, that you didn't expect to see. Nobody expects a Tom Brady team to have four turnovers.
Yep.
Like for somebody to fumble the ball right there by the goal line as they were going in for the go-ahead. So that's the thing that happens. Like that's what makes game ones really unpredictable.
Week one, early in the season.
Week one, right, because guess what? Both teams knew that this was their week one opponent. So everything that they did up to this point was getting off to a fast start.
Right.
Now let's see how quickly Dallas can regroup and put a new game plan together for a new opponent on a shorter week. Right? See, you understand what I'm saying? No, it's like in college, right? How often in college?
Well, it's a longer week,
but it's not 271 days, right? When the schedule comes out, you know who you're playing.
Right.
That's the longest time you have to prepare for an opponent. So like it's just like when we see like last week, when we see like early in the game, we see Minnesota hanging with Ohio State. Then Ohio State usually figures it out, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of that game. Like, do I think if they see each other again that the game will go as closely as this one? No. I think it'll be a bigger blowout because I think that Tom Brady won't turn the ball over. I don't think that Ronald Jones – those were perfect plays, right? I mean, that punch that Lawrence had right there, like, that was perfect. Like, those are exceptional plays,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, you know, the head on the football, even though, you know, you look at – I forget his name. The receiver that fumbled the ball. Godwin. You know, Godwin or whatever his name.
It was Godwin, yeah.
Yeah, Godwin, you know, covers up the ball, putting two hands on it, and just the helmet's perfectly put on top of the football, right? Those are all plays that, you know, you can't depend on those type of plays. And they did a great job in turning the ball over.
I thought Dallas's defense looked a lot better, too. There's a lot of things to like about this game. And, in fact, Dallas, they lose the game, but because of the fact that what they looked like, how about this? They moved up. So FPI has already moved them up in the rankings. They were 14 to begin the season. They're now 10. Their chance to reach the playoff increased with a loss.
Yeah.
56% now to 62%. And there are people now that are looking at it. And you said you feel like the Giants are should win the NFC East. There are people now that are looking at that game and they go, oh, the Cowboys are going to win the division.
Because
like seem so much better.
It's the first thing they saw.
First impressions.
It's the first impression, right?
Okay.
Last week when Dak was lighting it up 500 yards, it didn't matter. They were in close games before, right? What were their record?
Well, I think what you saw defensively, you feel like they're a lot better than they were last year defensively.
They tipped their cap too, though. They tipped their cap. People realize, oh, okay. So what they want to do is –
tip their hand, you mean?
Yeah, to tip their hand.
Okay.
Oh, this is what they want to do. They want to put Keanu Neal as an inside linebacker, but knowing that he's a safety, when it's a passing situation, they want to throw Vanderish in. Okay, let's play that personnel game.
They moved a lot of pieces around, didn't they?
Oh, okay, so let's play that personnel game, okay? Michael Parsons pairs with Keanu Neal and then Vanderish. Okay, let's create a package that they can't do that against, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that against the Bucks because you knew their personnel. Now, let's see what the game plan is. Let's see if that was just a one-off, or let's see if they try and do that. You saw Tom start to take advantage of that later in the second half once he realized that that was the personnel and what they were doing with the personnel. See, the thing is, whenever you have a new coordinator or you have a new coach in the division or a new coach at a new place, you don't know how he's going to use the pieces, even if they were the same pieces.
Yeah, I get it.
So now
– now you got some tape.
Yeah, it's going to be some
tape.
Now
you got some tape. That part I understand. All right, we're just getting started here. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. So – can we just now get to the quarterback we should be talking about today? As much as we're going crazy about Dak, I cannot believe how much we are just going, yeah, it's Tom Brady, that's what he does. When they kick that field goal and they take the one-point lead.
Y'all went to school together.
Honestly. No, I'm being serious.
Me too.
The camera goes right to Tom Brady on the sideline. And you see the look in his eye, and you knew right then and there, like, oh, okay, 90 seconds, that's all I need.
Hey, you remember?
That's all I need. And we just are forgetting, and I said this yesterday when we were just anticipating the season. He's 44.
Yeah.
He's 44. He's been in the league 20 years. He's just done everything, and we just continue to just say, yeah, that's just what he does.
He don't get touched.
That's what he does. And he had himself, it wasn't a great game, but he still threw for 380 yards. He was, I mean, Antonio Brown looks like he's reborn with him. You see how he uses all of his weapons.
Gronk.
well, I mean, Gronk is just, again, we just take this stuff. We just accept it. Like, oh, well, another game-winning drive. There it is. Yeah, ESPN Plus has up 49 now.
Yeah.
Game-winning drives.
Right.
The most since the merger.
See?
And he does it, and we just shrug it off like, yeah, that's Tom Brady. Bart, it's still phenomenal to see this happen, and we just look at it. This is greatness personified.
Yeah.
It happened last night again in the very first game of the season. Tom Brady showed us his greatness again at this age, at this stage, and we just like shrug it off like, yeah, well, that's just how it goes.
Did he get touched?
How is that not the biggest story?
Did he get touched?
No.
He doesn't get touched. Because
he doesn't run.
He
just sits in his office. And nobody goes near him.
It's amazing.
You don't marvel at that as a defensive player?
I do. But the problem is, and when I look at it, right, I look at that at Dak Prescott. That's why Dak Prescott, I'm saying, listen, he did a good job in getting him down there to get. But you understand what you're going against on the other side. That's why you run the ball. That's why you force him to use your timeouts. You can't – listen, that is an eternity to Tom Brady because he has the ability to get the ball out of bounds.
He knows exactly what he's going to do.
And all he needs is a field goal.
It's
different if it's a touchdown.
What he's going to do.
So Mike McCarthy over there, and that's what I'm talking about when people talk about, oh, Bart, you're hating on Mac Jones. No, because Mac Jones is not going to present the type of anxiety that you're going to have as a defensive player when those situations come up. Like, because you have to be perfect because you know he's going to be perfect. With a guy like Mac Jones or the young quarterback, it's no anxiety. Oh, he's going to mess it up. Don't worry. He ain't going to see this coverage. He ain't never seen this coverage before. We've been keeping this coverage. Tom's like, ha, ha, ha. I remember that, 1999. I remember you used that one on me. Ha, ha. It ain't going to work this time. He's like, dang it.
It's something else. All right, let's hear from Tom Brady again. As the Bucs defend with their, you know, they celebrate their Super Bowl championship, Pack Stadium in Tampa. The only show in town Thursday night to open up the season, and Tom Brady gets the win.
Last year sucked after the first game. Let me say that. That was come a long way from 365 days ago. That was a pretty lonely feeling after the game there in the Superdome. But, you know, again, we won. It's great. But, you know, we know that it was a far from perfect, and we've got to get back to work and clean a lot of stuff up.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is the number, and that's the question is, which quarterback did you marvel at most last night? For me, it was Brady. I just kept looking at him and thinking to myself, like, how is he still doing this?
Yeah.
How is he still that guy in this league? How? I marvel at that. I don't look at Dak Prescott and think, wow, I didn't know he could do that. I felt like he was trending towards that before the injury. So I just saw a guy pick up where he left off, which that's the part I marveled at. How much, and you would know this again as an athlete, but to come back from an injury like that, the amount of focus and determination and dedication and preparation and all the other Asians that I could come up with about what he did since that injury all came to fruition in one night. And I saw it, and it was fantastic. Great to see. But marvel? No. I didn't marvel at Dak Prescott. I marveled at Tom Brady because of his age, how long he's been in this league, and he just – like he literally doesn't age. He looks like he's in his prime.
I'll tell you like the comparison, right? And a lot of people always want to go to LeBron James. That's not really the comp, right? The comp to me with Tom Brady and his ability, his dedication, because the diet and stuff like that is Bernard Hopkins.
I'm telling you, I want to try it.
No, for me, it's Bernard Hopkins.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Right? Like when I look at Tom Brady, I get him. I think what he's doing is closer to Bernard Hopkins than it is any other athlete. Because remember, Bernard Hopkins won a championship fighting a guy that was 24 years old in John Pascal, and he was 51, and he won a title, heavyweight title. Listen, ain't no tag out, ain't no, okay, well, we just going to spar. No, he was fighting, and he won a champ. So, like, when I look at him, and remember, like, you know, Bernard Hopkins was the one talking about no soda, no pop, and that's the type of dedication that he has to his body.
Yeah.
So when I look at Tom Brady, I compare him to Bernard Hopkins, who we call the alien. He's called the alien, and now I think we'll start calling Tom Brady the alien because of his dedication and what he's able to do and willing to do to make sure that he ages backwards.
It really is. Like I said, that's the part that is the most compelling to me. So he's now 6-0 against the Cowboys in his career. Perfect record against the Cowboys.
But he ain't the only one.
No, he's not. No. Joe Montana, it was 5-0. Phillip Rivers was 3-0. I'm talking about quarterbacks now.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm on quarterbacks. That's the most.
Oh, okay.
The best winning one-loss record against the Cowboys for starting quarterbacks. It also includes the playoffs. I mean, that, you know, again, to me, that's the way to go when you look at the quarterbacks that played last night and you want to really marvel at one of them. In my opinion, the way I go is Tom Brady is still doing it now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's grab Buddha in the Bronx. Go ahead, Buddha.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
I was most impressed with Brady on that play when it was second and 10 at the 42. You saw Lyft, which was calling a play at his headset. Brady cursed him out, yeah. Ran the play he wanted to play.
He's like, no.
NBC focused right on Leftwich. His face was tight as a drum. And then afterwards, when you saw at the end of the game, when Brady was hyped up and he was talking left, his face was still tight. But that guy's a great player. That's what great players do.
I'm telling you, there's something about that. Thanks,
he has a great team, too. It reminds you just how many weapons they have there. And, like, really, you talk about somebody who's aging backwards. You know, Gronkowski, I mean, he lumbers. He's not fast. He's not athletic. But he's one of the smartest football players of all time.
Well,
I mean, you know how to block. You know how, like, what that does to a defensive end. If a dude blocks me for three steps and then he takes off on a route, like, hold up, coach.
What am I supposed to do,
man? This dude blocked me, so I'm going to try and sack Tom. Then he take off for a ride.
Yes.
They playing games with me, coach. They playing games with me.
It really was something else to watch. What a great way to start the season. It was an entertaining game, no doubt about it. And if you put money down on the Bucs, all I can say is you're not alone, and that is a tough way to start the season. Let's hope that is now a harbinger for
that's
what we're going to see
the basement
in week one, as we've got a lot of great games to talk about. We will discuss those coming up with you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So coming up also, though, some news around the NFL, including a Super Bowl, a team that you would think would have Super Bowl hopes that might have them completely taken away without even playing a game before they even step on the field. Their hopes vanished. We will explain next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Oh, here we go on a Friday in New York City. Bart Scott, this is a low-key 80s classic, but low-key creepy song.
I'll be watching. Him and was it?
But you read the lyrics to this. I'll be watching you.
It's the stalker anthem.
Thank you. It is the stalker anthem.
It's also
a beloved song that people sing so happily. Like, oh, it's such a pretty song. Like, is it though?
Because the melody. Yeah. Is it really? Let's break it down.
I mean, Sting. What are you doing?
It's kind of like
what
that,
are you telling us right now?
It's kind of like that other song. I forgot his name. Was it Pie Pie Jones or Orange Juice Jones?
I saw you walking in the rain.
I saw you and him. Walking in the rain.
Yeah.
It was a rain of rain. I love the rain.
What does he say when he goes through his whole thing? He's like, I followed you today.
Yeah.
You did what?
Like, I got a restraining order on you today.
So anyways, top five restraining order songs. This is definitely in the top five. No doubt about that. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. College football is back. Tune in tomorrow night. Michigan hosts Washington, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. You're a former Raven. We will get to the calls, by the way, in a moment on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I promise we will get to them. But some news around the NFL, and this is from one of your former teams, the Ravens. I mean, it's what is going on in Baltimore? Because ligaments are snapping left and right. Tendons, ligaments, all of it. So now another running back goes down in Gus Edwards. And Marcus Peters, the corner, he goes down to two ACLs in one practice?
Back-to-back plays.
Are you serious?
No, back-to-back plays.
I mean, yeah. Bart, what is going on here? So, I mean, John Harbaugh was like, all right, we're done. Nobody. Like right. Literally, when you have two ACLs and back to – all right, we're done. Everybody go home.
Bubble wrap. We got to go to our free agency board.
So that's three now running backs for the Ravens to have a season-ending injury in 12 days. Remember, J.K. Dobbins tore his ACL. Yep. Another ACL goes down. That was in the game, the final preseason game. Justice Hill, Achilles, that snapped on the 9th a couple of days ago. Now, Adam Schefter's reporting that as they continue to add people to the list, because Le'Veon Bell on the practice squad, right?
Yep.
Devontae Freeman. And now Latavius Murray, former Saints running back, has been also inked to a one-year deal.
That was the one that
I
was Schefter
points
about.
Out, by the way, Ravens now have four players who have rushed for 1,000 yards in a season in their organization. And one of them, because I mentioned Le'Veon Bell, I mentioned Freeman, now Murray. And the fourth one is Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, could end up leading them in rushing this year because who else is going to run the damn ball?
He has the highest yards per average of any player in the last 2 years rushing the ball, and that's including King Henry. I think his average is like 8 yards a carry.
Yeah. Well, so Caesars says he's 30-1 to lead the league in rushing yards.
No, not
50-1 to lead the league in rushing touchdowns. His over-under for rushing yards this season is 925.5. Remember, he's gone over 1,000. So he's done that before. But I think Greeny and Hembo said this on their show that no quarterback has ever led the NFL in rushing. Even way back in the day.
Yeah.
No quarterback's ever led the league in rushing.
I mean, so was it Dwayne T when people you give the ball to 30 times?
I thought, way back in the, ancient times.
Dwayne T with leather helmets,
whatever
Nick Saban say he was playing football.
So, I mean, let me ask you quickly before we get to the calls. Do you want to change your prediction now about the Ravens making the playoffs?
No, they're Baltimore Ravens, bro. Like, what are we talking about?
The hell
about?
Does that mean? They don't have a running
back. They are the Baltimore Ravens.
I heard you.
They get the benefit of the doubt. Everybody wants to talk about Mike Tomlin's
You
record.
Are the guy that said the Browns are not making the playoffs and the Ravens are, and you're sticking to this even with
– Bro.
How many ligaments can a team have snap before you change your mind?
Bro, it's the same position, though. It's the same position. It's not like – and it's corner. They got young corners. That means Jimmy Smith, who was their lockdown corner, is just going to have to be the number two. They still have Marlon Humphreys right there. Mm-hmm. They still have the great interior line, right? They still have, Patrick Queen, great linebacker. They have Justin Houston. They have Calais Campbell. They have Brandon Williams. They got Wolf. Like, what are you talking about? These are the Baltimore Ravens. Do you think that they're going to blink? Like, how many times I was on that team that didn't have Ray Lewis or didn't have Chris McCallister? Did you think it mattered? No.
Are you giving me next man up?
No. Certain organizations, they'll figure it out. They'll get Latavius Murray coached up, and Latavius Murray will look like he has had a rebirth, right? Because at the end of the day, with Lamar Jackson at quarterback, he's going to hold the backside safety, the backside linebacker. So you get lanes as a running back that you ain't never got. You like, oh, because guess what? You're going to hesitate a second to see if Lamar still got that ball in his hand.
Okay.
And that's going to create those seams and those running lanes, right?
Well, they're wide receiver. Everybody's got to get healthy. Like, it's just been an issue there, man.
But listen.
It's been an issue.
But listen. Understand this. Every team this year is going to deal with these same issues that the Ravens are dealing with at the beginning of the season. And the Ravens are going to be more adept at dealing with these situations than when they have that rash of injuries in the middle of the season.
I love
it. It's football. Everybody's injured.
You are hanging on by a thread, and I dig that about you, baby. I mean, you will not let go. Your faith in your team, I give you. All right, let's get some calls.
Last time Ray Lewis got hurt, they discovered me.
That is true. Let's see if they can discover a Bart Scott that can be a running back.
Google me.
James in Missouri. James, what's happening, man?
To answer your question, Han, I marveled more last night seeing Tom Brady still do it.
Right.
As a Cowboys fan, I still enjoyed seeing him play at that high level. But I got a question, Bart. He said this play style isn't sustainable for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
throwing that many passes and everything. But I think they match Tampa Bay, step for step. You look at Leonard Fournette, he had less yards rushing than Ezekiel Elliott. I think they had to play that style of game last night just to keep up with them.
Yeah, they did. But if they would have ran the ball, say that last drive, just kind of ran the ball a little bit, understanding they still had their timeouts, when they kicked that field goal, it would have been less than 20 seconds or 30 seconds on the clock for Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, it wouldn't be about Tom Brady as the story. Listen, two players can have a great game, but whoever wins, the narrative is all going to get pushed at how great they are. You know, Dak Prescott had a great game, but we're not going to talk about it in the same light because he didn't get the dub. If he'd have ran the ball a little bit, if they would have been able to buy some time, take some time off the clock, we'd have been talking about, oh my God, Dak Prescott. And we'd have pushed Brady aside.
How about if Zerline would have made a field goal, like what was a very makeable field goal early, an extra point. I mean, that's 4 points.
Listen, games come down to one or two moments, right, that dictate how you got there. How you got there don't matter, right?
All right.
Dak Prescott had an opportunity to win the football game. He went down there, he scored, but he left too much time for Tom Brady. Listen, we've said that would have been too much time for Aaron Rodgers. That would have been too much time for Drew Brees. If you're a quarterback in this league in that situation, it is so hard because it's four down territory, right? It is so hard to stop any, like, premier quarterback. That's why Tampa couldn't stop Dak. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so understanding that, you understand you have to help your defense out as well by making them use their timeouts and by salting the clock away. Right, so if they would have got down there and ran the ball, Tampa would have had to use their timeouts. That way, when you're able to do that, then he would have had less time. Right, so that's the situation of football, because we can say Tom Brady did it yesterday, but Matthew Stafford has 38 fourth quarter comebacks wins like that. Drive,
yeah, no, I
right.
Get,
so it ain't some special quarterback. All quarterbacks do that because the game in that 2 minute moment is so difficult for the defense to stop because pass interference, illegal contact, like.
Well, we didn't bring up a call that wasn't made that a lot of people think.
Nah, that was the right call.
Yeah, no, I'd see. Yeah, yeah,
and I'm a defensive.
You're a defensive player.
That's the right call.
All I've heard all day.
That wasn't malicious.
I felt like he was just off balance to begin with.
Yeah, because because you're on your heels as a defender.
Yeah. So, right? All right. So that's not the controversy that I think a lot of people wanted to make it out to be. All right. So that, again, last night, whether you believe it was Dak who played great, whether it was Tom Brady and you just marvel at him, it was a fun game. It was a show. It was a great way to start off. Of course, the new NFL season. But the question we have coming up next, okay, off of that game, can we expect more and maybe even better out of the games coming Sunday and Monday night? We will discuss with you next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Oh, we're doing this today, Bart. Is anybody in New York that remembers when I had a solo show at night in New York? I used to love playing music all the time. Like, because when you're on at night in New York, like, the first hour, people paying attention, like, I'm talking about bosses. And then after that, it's like, you know, everybody went home. So it's like, I do whatever I want. So we would play music, right? So here's a song from the 80s. Talk about creepy songs.
Yeah.
Now he just says at the beginning there, I'm going to say this real quick because we're running out of time. Josie's on vacation far away. Come around, let's talk it over. So whoever he's talking to knows who Josie is, and Josie's clearly his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Then he says, what is it? Come around and talk it over. So many things I want to say. You know I love my girls a little bit older. Mm. And so I asked a simple question, and I asked to all of you who might remember this song from the 80s. It's a wonderful song. But who's he talking to? Because, number one, she must know who Josie is. Otherwise, why would he say Josie? It's his girlfriend. And if she's older.
Is he coming at her mom?
See? That's why you and I have a show. Because you understand what I'm thinking.
Coming at
I'm
Josie's
thinking,
mom.
Are
like,
you?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, are you talking to her mom?
Yeah, like, you know what? Josie's gone. But
Josie's
you know,
gone, but you know, I mean,
I'll
you know.
I'll let you know. I'll be over here. I see you know. Looking at me, looking at you, looking at me.
So, anyways, that's what we've got there. But we've got some games to get to here. As it is week one. In the NFL, and we had a doozy last night. So here's some games we think are worth looking at. So, Bart Scott, I want you to take on a couple of these. Here we go. Sure. Number five.
Cardinals at Titans.
Question here is the Titans' defense against Kyler Murray, and how about the Cardinals who couldn't stop a nosebleed, like one man said, about the running game, and their test is Derrick Henry out of the gate?
Yeah, but this is different. This is different Arizona personnel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw Michael Parsons. He showed flashes yesterday. But man, my rookie of the year, my defensive rookie of the year, potentially, if it isn't Patrick Surtain, because I know I said that
yesterday,
is Zavian Collins. Yes. This dude is a 260-pound thumper.
Okay.
So, you know, first-round draft pick, Isaiah Thomas, remember – Isaiah Simmons, remember J.J. Watt's over there now,
yes.
And Chandler Jones.
So you think they'll be better
back.
Against the run?
Yes.
Because that was their biggest issue last year. All right, Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us.
With that being said, Julio's a bad man.
Okay. All right, how about this fourth game we're talking about?
Jets
Panthers.
Look, I said
the Greeny Bowl.
This is how dare you? It's my bowl. It's the Sam Darnold revenge game, and I cringe.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be tough sledding, but I tell you what, I like the Jets' chances. I like their ability to run the ball. The fact that that offensive line of the Carolina Panthers is a little bit porous. I know they got Moten, but he's the only premium guy there. Remember, Quinton Williams is still a great pass rusher. He had seven sacks last year. Foley Fodakasi, is there. But I think this is a year that Franklin Myers breaks out. I know Lawson's out, but Franklin Myers.
Sam Darnold has weapons like he didn't have with the Jets. And now let's see if he can show that potential with weapons and maybe some protection. We'll see. But this is a game where if you're a Jets fan, it's going to be hard to watch.
And Robbie Anderson, because you could have signed up for $10 million a year.
That is true, too. All right, the next game.
Dolphins at Patriots.
Ooh. I mean, this is an interesting game on many levels. We think the Bills are the team in that division. You certainly do. But these are two other teams in the division. This is a critical game for both of them. Mac Jones out of the gate against another Alabama guy in Tua Tagovailoa, who also has a lot to prove in this game.
Well, when you think about it, right, these are two teams. This is one of these teams I have in the playoffs. It's just not the one you think. I have the Miami Dolphins in the playoffs.
I know you do. You're
Miami
crazy.
Miami Dolphins 10-6 last year. Did they not improve? Did they not get better? Do we don't think that Brian Flores is a great quarterback? And I think at the end of the day, we'll think that Tua Tagovailoa is a better quarterback than Mac Jones. He's always proven that. What would be different now? Last year, he didn't know the playbook. This year, he knows the playbook, and he's coming off of injury. He's healthy this year.
All right, more AFC games for you, and we've got one that is a tone setter.
Steelers at Bills.
Mm. Now, look, man, I mean, you think Dallas-Tampa was a statement game in the NFC?
Upset alert.
Bills are a team people think can get to the Super Bowl. The Steelers are a team that people think are on their way down. But this game could send a lot of look, they met last year late in the season. It was a sloppy game. The Bills did win.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Very good people.
I am one of the people that feels like the Steelers could be the odd man out in the AFC, but you keep telling me that Big Ben is not ready to go into that good night.
Sometimes history is a great indicator of the future. Like Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. He was 12-4 last year.
I understand.
You're telling me that this team isn't better? Are you telling me this team isn't better? This team is better. JJ Watt got his money.
You
got to make it rain.
You got to watch that game. But in the AFC, you're talking about a tone setter. How about this one?
Browns at Chiefs.
All right, quickly, Bart. This is a game, again, like, the Browns want to prove something.
Yeah.
Prove it here.
Yeah. If they're going to do it, it's going to be on a run game because that's the only vulnerability to me that Kansas City has because they've shored up their offensive line. They won't have those issues that they had in the Super Bowl. And Tyreek Hill, Kelce, they look like they were in midseason form during the preseason. When you talk about Baker is less than Mahomes or Mahomes is greater than Baker, so I go with the team with the greater quarterback.
I understand, but if you're the Browns in that defense, you want to send a message, you want to prove something on the road.
Defense against that offense?
This will be a fun game. There's no doubt about it. We will make our picks. We'll do lunch money. I know some of these games might be in that. That'll be coming up also in the next segment. But coming up, we will discuss with our next guest some of the games worth watching and the news around the NFL. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Hahn!